Actually, the news media, for instance, and the general public were thinking of it as just another shuttle launch. We were up to, we'd had 24 successful launches. And so the press actually turned up in fairly small numbers. And only one of the networks was actually broadcasting it live. I personally did not think that it was going to go because of the cold weather. Every time I checked with the people in the firing room, they were saying, you know, that's the thing that we're most concerned about. So when I got there into the firing room about 4 or 5 hours before launch, that was what was talked about mostly on the operational intercom system. But it was something that each group of engineers really had to assess for themselves. And the only objection that had been, was brought up, and it was brought up by Rockwell, was that possibly ice that had formed on the pad would fall during launch and damage the protection system for the orbiter so that it could have a problem during reentry. After a lot of mathematical calculations, it was decided that wasn't a problem. And every single person in the chain of the people who say that they're either ready to go or not ready to go said go. Mm-hmm. And the launch director, Gene Thomas, really didn't have a whole lot of latitude. He could have said, well, I don't think that that's right and we're not going to go. But when everybody else who are the experts in each of the systems say go, then, you know, he said, you know, we're ready to launch and we went ahead with it.
Right. So it was the cold that caused the problem as was discovered in the aftermath and the investigation.
Right. Yeah. The cold on the launch pad, as it turned out, was not as serious. The O-ring is basically a seal. It's sort of like the rubber that you might have around your door so that when you close the door, air can't get out or in. And in this case, what shouldn't get out or in is the fire and the all of the pressure that's in the solid rocket booster. And there's even a backup system, so there's two O-rings. And in the past, there had been some breach of the primary one, or the one that was closest to where the solid propellants were burning, but it had the flames had never gotten through that through the second one. Hot gases had gotten through the first one, and in a couple of instances there had been some what they called sooting, which would indicate that some hot gases had escaped through the second one also. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that the engineers who were responsible for the solid rocket boosters were completely oblivious to that. They knew that was happening. They had recommended that it needed to be fixed. And there was even committees that were supposed to be redesigning it.